Last episode, I talked about how luck played an incredibly important role in determining whether someone is successful or not, ultimately. And I used wealth primarily as a means to measure success, but I think we can all agree that wealth isn't everything. I mean, some people cherish their relationship with family and friends. Others want to do what they love for a living and they think that's successful. At the end of the day, I can guarantee you, on your deathbed, you will see health as one of the top few things that is the most important thing to you. Okay, having that health is success at the very end, because you would realize that without health, nothing you care about could ever happen, because health buys you time. It buys you meaningful time to make 6, 7, 8 figures, to do what you love for a living, to spend more time with your family, with your grandchildren, you know, go do things with your friends. And to a lot of people, especially workaholics, when they've burnt out, they're physically burnt out, breaking down, you know, way beyond their prime. And like I said earlier, sometimes on your deathbed, do you realize this? Health is one of the biggest things that factors into success. Now let's revisit the conclusion of the paper we were referring to in the last episode. They essentially said that at the end of the day, the most important factor in determining your success is luck. Literally a roll of a die. You know, if you're dealt a bad hand, then tough luck. Imagine that for your health, right? You know, you might be healthy, but I know for a fact that some of you listeners are born with certain diseases that you're fighting, right? Some of you might be healthy now, and then a predisposed condition suddenly pops up, you know, a decade down the line. And there's nothing you can do about it because you're genetically prone to developing those conditions. It really comes down to just the luck of the draw. You're dealt a shitty hand. And researchers have concluded that most conditions have a genetic factor into it. So just because you ended up developing type 2 diabetes in your midlife, doesn't mean you necessarily had a terrible, terrible diet. You might just be genetically predispositioned to develop that disease. Some people have type 1 diabetes, in which case that's definitely genetics. Same thing with cholesterol. They're saying that, you know, different genes would cause you to build up plaque quicker. You know, any heart disease, mental illnesses, cancer, all those things, asthma. Now, although most of those things aren't debilitating, we can all agree that having it is an inconvenience, you know, if you're lucky. If you're unlucky, it's more than an inconvenience, it is a disability. Sometimes when your health takes an unfair hit, it can feel so discouraging. I see patients come in all the time, they get newly diagnosed with something and they're in their 50s, 60s, they all more or less say the same thing. They're like, oh, you know, it's just 2 years ago, I was so healthy, I wasn't on anything at all, and now suddenly I'm taking 5, 6, 7 pills a day. And they'll talk about how depressing that is and how unforgiving time is. And about 1 in 10 patients have it real bad. I mean real bad. Some sort of really debilitating cancer, or you know, they have to have you know, half their left leg amputated, or they can't eat anything. That's really bad. Or something like Crohn's disease, super super debilitating and really really hurts someone's mind, because it's a very embarrassing condition, because you always have to run to the washroom and you have to plan your day essentially around the imagine taking that kind of hit. You will feel defeated and, you know, I guess the opposite of success, whatever that word is, a failure, I want to perhaps say. And that I've seen bleed into other avenues in life, which I find a little dangerous. You know, you're dealt a bad hand for sure. Unwarranted, unfair. You got unlucky. And the one thing you can do, you know, is to take control of the aspects of your life that you can control, like the relationships in your life, right? Like doing what you love. And too often do I see patients get hit with the unlucky gene and have that consume them so much that it destroys everything else around them. And I understand it's so easy for me to just say, keep your chin up. Because remember, I'm on the other side of that counter when I'm counseling, healthy and with a wealth of knowledge of the condition that they have, but I don't live it. I don't know how they feel. And it to have to play the role of trying to comfort them sometimes makes me feel a little pretentious and dirty, I suppose. I don't know if that's the right word, but I have no place to try to comfort them without knowing how they feel. And I'm completely aware of that. So what I've done is I started joining these communities that are essentially support groups for various conditions, as many as I possibly can. It gets a little tough because there are so many different groups and subgroups, because there are frankly a lot of conditions that someone can have. I started joining them, and just to get to know the psychology of having that condition. And boy, does that help, because now I'm speaking the same language as the person, even though I'm not a native speaker. You know, continuing that analogy, I'm not a native speaker of that language that is their condition, but I can still kind of speak it. And to anyone who's listening that has any sort of condition, even if it's completely your own doing, because there are conditions, by the way, that is completely your own doing. But let's say it isn't. You know, you're just unlucky. Go join a community, because I can imagine you must feel helpless and resentful and asking yourself, why? Why are you the one to have that? Go join a community, because there are other people who maybe feel the same, or other people who have moved past that stage and is reaching out to help people like you. Do not let yourself become an island, become a loner, close yourself off, because that's how you end up, you know, having that negativity bleed into all other aspects of your life, because you're closing yourself off. You know, your friends become distant, your family become strangers. You know, you can't concentrate at work. You're not maximizing your potential in other avenues in life. When in reality, that all those other things is what's going to support you and help you move past this condition and beat it potentially. If we look at any other aspect in life that has anything to do with luck, like being struck by lightning, maybe that's too strong of an example, but maybe your town was struck by a tsunami and like the houses have been completely wrecked. Not your fault, absolutely. And, you know, that's a great example of you being dealt a bad hand. The best thing you can do at that point is band together with your neighbors, right? Figure this thing out together. Help each other out. And that's how you get over that disaster. If you suddenly are diagnosed with cancer, go join the community, because there are other people who are hit, whose life has been hit with this disaster. They are your neighbors now. And I've seen firsthand in these communities how helpful they are. And can you imagine the wealth of knowledge that exists in that community? Like, a doctor or a pharmacist or any other healthcare professional, they know a lot of stuff, but their life doesn't depend on knowing that stuff. It's just, you know, a means of them making money. You know, it's just how I make money, right? But when I am someone who has been diagnosed with the condition, I can bet you that I will spend every waking hour thinking about it, reading about it, learning about it. And if this is a community of thousands, imagine the amount of knowledge that has been amassed in that community and how you can benefit from joining that community. And that's just what I kind of wanted to say on this Monday morning. I know it's Mondays, it's, you know, very popular to do a hashtag Monday motivation. I'm simply not a motivation kind of guy. I'm not a motivational speaker. I just wanted to encourage someone who might be listening, going through a tough time with regards to their health, to go and join a community, go and seek help. There are others that are reaching out to you this moment. You just have to reach back. So thank you for tuning in on this episode of the Roger from D Show. Don't forget to check out rogerfromd.com to get to know me and to suggest future topics for the show. Thank you.